Where are you going to be? We got to plug these dates.
Plug these dates. You guys, I'm coming east for the summer. So May 31st, I'm going to be in Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters. June 1st, I'll be at the new Madcaps Comedy Club in Palm Coast, Florida. Then I'm doing two shows at the Sparrow in Charleston on Friday, June 2nd, Baltimore, Sunday, June 4th, Lexington, Kentucky, the following weekend, 8th through the 10th, then Asheville, then Philadelphia, then DC. Go to jmscomedy.com.
Oh shit, it's slash a lot. You got a lot shows. Coming up.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do it in chunks. You know, okay. It's instead of doing, weekends a month, I'm doing spots in LA in May, and then I'm just forcing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I like to do. Just spurts.
I wish. Where am I? Where are we at right now? I'm going to be this weekend. Doesn't matter. No.
I mean, this will be 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
But you could say it and we could just put it on all of them.
Yeah. Let's do it for all. Yeah. Okay. I will be in Vermont, the Vermont Comedy Club, April 27th to 29th. Back home for 2 weeks. LA first 2 weeks. I'm very excited. Come see me at the Comedy Store if you're looking for shit like that to do. I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave, May 19th, 20th. Then I will be in Dania Beach, Florida, which is 30 minutes from Miami. So if you're Miami, come. That's as close as I'm going to get.
Do it.
We'll probably be fucking the Hot Pilot before the shows.
Bendito a Miami.
Can't wait for that. The 31st, I'll be at One Nighter, Nashville Zanies. So come to that.
May 31st.
May 31st. Okay. Yeah. Lydia Popovich is hosting.
I love Lydia.
I love her so much. Then I got June 22nd to 24th. June 17th. I'm opening up for Tim Dillon in San Francisco at a theater. That's probably sold out. He sells shit out.
Yeah.
Then I'm at Spokane, Washington at the Spokane Comedy Club, June 22nd to 24th. Then I'm going to be Just for Laughs for a very long time. Just for Laughs, Montreal.
She's moving to Montreal.
17th to the 31st. I'm there for a very long time.
Jesus Christ.
Doing 21 fucking shows. I'm doing the Nasty Show for 2 weeks. Then I'm doing my own hour three in the round. I'm doing a TV taping.
Look at you.
And then August. Don't fucking look at me in August.
Don't even. You're going to go to the
cottage? I'm not doing shit. I'm going to the cottage. I'm not doing shit all in August. I'm fucking going to be a bum in the cottage. Hoping my daughter doesn't get fucking pneumonia again.
Oh, you're taking her. Is she coming to Montreal?
No, she's going to stay. Well, she's going to stay at the cottage until my parents call me going, she has pneumonia again. I'm like, well, she's coming to Montreal.
Well, she's a French golden retriever
now.
Not
having my dog in fucking. I was thinking about it because my agents were like, you can probably get the buyout and do the Airbnb. But I'm like, I'm not going to be partying till 3 a.m. and coming home and walking my golden retriever. She's staying in the cottage.
Yeah, well, it's good. Yeah, Just for Laughs is a scene.
It's going to be a lot. So it's going
to
be a lot.
You don't want Susan to steal.
And then my big Toronto show. If you're a Toronto fan, for God's sakes, I've already halfway sold it out. So if this show sells out, which it will, I'm not doing another one. December 14th, the Danforth Music Hall, the biggest venue I've ever done in Toronto. Well, besides opening for Bill.
Yeah.
The biggest venue I've ever done myself.
Headline, yeah.
Headline, get tickets. I don't tell you. Go to fucking LiveNation.com. People are going to take a massive cost more. LiveNation.com.
And we love you.
We love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm Jessica Michelle Singleton.
And I'm Steph Tolev.
We're slobs. Oh, man, we're so gross.
We really are disgusting people.
This should be not allowed. Welcome to Slobs. We're here. Okay, we'll just sit there quietly.
Okay, we're here with Neil Brennan. We're shocked he said yes.
The Neil Brennan. I'm not shocked. He's a
slobs.
Nice guy.
Can I tell you something, Slobs?
Here we go.
I wasn't sure about the name, and now that I'm here, it works.
Yeah, now that you're like, I'm sitting with a woman who's barely wearing shorts.
It's the only name you could have gone with.
I know. And I'm like, I'm excited because this is the longest we've ever talked. Because the other day, green room. What?
Here we go. Here comes a Neilism. Here we go.
Now,
I love it. Oh no, big sigh.
You've been yourself for. Let me open with some observations.
Okay.
You've been yourself since you were
born.
8.
Probably around 12, 13. Yeah.
You came into this.
Yes.
And it's been like. It's like writing for a character that you deeply understand. Like, you know how to cut her hair. You know what shirts to get.
Yes.
Like, that's a
yes.
Steph Tolev shirt.
Yes.
That's a Steph Tolev jorts or whatever the fuck you're wearing.
Yeah.
Shorts. That's a Steph Tolev.
They are jean shorts. Okay. That's okay. Fair.
That's a Steph Tolev.
Yes.
They're
chain.
Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Gender wear.
I'm a character of myself. Yes.
Yeah. You're like, uh-huh. You built this, but it fell on. It just, you were born to do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, you're what they call in flow.
In flow.
You're
it's interesting you said it fell on her because actually when she was 8, a woman did fall through a ceiling on her.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
And
I saved
think
her life.
That's,
You saved her life.
I had this shit so bad. I was sitting down waiting to, for my poo to go back in my butt because I couldn't shit publicly. And then
you're watching slobs, ladies and gentlemen.
And then on she PBS. Fell through the ceiling, and my large child body saved her life.
And from then You've on, she's had a mullet. And I've been this size. At 8 years old,
I was a big girl. No,
were
been
you
a big,
always like a?
I was a. I've always had a broad shoulders and a big nose. Yeah, I've been a big. I've been a large woman really? For a long time.
I was. My head's been the same size since. Forever.
I have other observations about you, which
yeah,
is,
no, I, yeah, I, no, 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 but they're not myself. Even
you are.
We're not getting off you yet.
No, we're done with me.
In the movie Inside Out, was there an anxiety character?
Can confirm. Can we pull that up on the screen, please?
I feel like you are walking anxiety.
Oh man.
But you guys,
I work so hard to be chill.
I know, no, but I, but it's, meditation. But it can't. It's.
It lives in me.
It just is. That's who you are. Like that's just. It just is.
She's
like you'll
angry.
Make your peace with it. You're like
frazzled.
You're like a field mouse in the city or something. You're like Fievel.
I have complex PTSD. Fievel
went too west,
and I see everything at. As everywhere
threat. All
at
once. Scanning for threat.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm constantly. I'm. That's not like a.
And you're tiny, which is like a fucking so unfair.
Yeah. No. It's you know. I don't
can you imagine
bring,
if we were reversed though. That'd be creepy. If you were my
you were
size
like,
of
oh.
this. No. No. That'd be weird.
Yeah. No. You know what's so funny is like in my mind I have pictured myself as like I think I'm like. I don't know if you guys.
But the thing
past
is,
lives,
we can
but.
Picture you. Thinking you're big, like even that you were anxious.
I fuck you.
I'm like, but I don't. But
I don't
mean.
I don't think I'm anxious. I think I just have a shake.
Yeah, exactly. You have, you,
I think
yes.
that's a physical attribute of mine, but it's not because of my brain.
Right, but no. You just have. It's like you're.
I worry.
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. Well, what do you do?
No, no, it's yeah. no, no. But
let's analyze. Neil
fine, hit me. But I'm just saying, like, those are my observations about you. Do like. In like our, we have intro relationships.
Yes.
Right?
You're in flow. I'm worried.
No, you're very much in flow. You're not. You're not like out of flow.
It's just a very okay. erratic. Let's just.
Well, no, it's just you're like is this stressing is everyone what else you're supposed. You don't stress me out, but I. It doesn't. It must be hard. Is it hard to be you?
What?
did you take your ADHD medication? Today?
I did. I took my meds. I took my vitamins. My ADD. My brain MD. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm partly sure that I'm taking ADHD meds for things that are maybe a symptom of trauma. But okay. whatever gets my house clean, nothing. I don't love being me. I get very pissed off at people whose brand is their mental health because I'm like, yeah, no, I don't. I don't want to walk around going like. I'm just depressed. It's like, I don't want to fucking get me out of here.
Now you're turning the gun on me.
Yeah.
Speaking of my mental health.
If I could just
brand.
Talk about what I've observed.
My
no,
brand
I mean, I talk about it all
health.
The time too, but like, you know, I hate being in my brain.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's gotten better. It's gotten more enjoyable, but yeah. like I was complaining to a friend at lunch, like, the thing that's on my mind right now is such a fucking waste of my time.
Really?
Just it's can you elaborate? It's almost always a waste of time.
Such a small thing that really doesn't matter.
Yep. It's just an old. It's mostly just old nursing old grudges. Like I have a nursery of grudges.
Yeah.
That
you're
I
like,
go,
oh, I've been neglecting this.
Yeah. That I have to like, go and water and talk to them and.
You fucking bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm like, why it's were a you nicer fucking to her? Waste of time because mm-hmm. all the other players. Have moved on. Sometimes they're dead.
Some, oh boy, like, do I relate to that.
Like it's a total waste of time to the point where I'm going to get EMDR for it. Speaking of mental health on Thursday. Cause I'm like, this is such a waste of my time.
And like that's where it like drills. Like,
no,
like,
that's
TMS. It's transcranial magnetic.
No, it's
eye movement. It should not work. It's the dumbest, like brain being dumb. Nate Bargatze has a really good joke about your brain being stupid, but
that's about your brain.
It's your eyes move back and forth, or you hold paddles, and then it overwrites a memory. with like a different outcome.
It makes you like able to process a memory that you're having trouble processing. My therapist does a like thing called brain spotting, which is like an offshoot of it. Of my therapist, who I am going back to because I have to go back to therapy. But
I think
see you on Wednesday, Sharon.
I want to hear what you how this works for you, because I think I have an issue where I have high school bullies that still to this day like fuck with me, and I get so pissed off and I get angry for no reason, and I'll just think about it for a very long time and get like upset. But so what is that?
Will you just make an appointment when you have a thing come up? Do you go, I'm going to go back to the
No, EMDR I was complaining about something gal. Else. I'll tell you what it is.
Down the barrel of the camera.
Okay. And I discussed it with a woman I dated at lunch. Okay, if somebody says, I have an issue with you at work.
Yes.
Whether it's stand-up or directing or write, whatever, I can be
all
like,
things.
Okay. I'm pretty confident in the job I'm doing. Like, what's your issue? Mm-hmm. Right?
Let's so
I can,
out.
I can like, what'd you say?
I'm just saying.
What the fuck? No, I'm kidding. It felt challenging, but I literally couldn't hear you.
I'll tell you what your issue
is. Some podcasts have headphones. You'll get there. You'll get there, guys. They're superfluous. But okay, so when somebody, if I have to go to the principal's office at work, I'm like, I'm all right. Like, what are you going to do? Right? Yeah. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, whether it's just dating or it's serious or whatever, any sort of, I have a policy, which is, and I abide by it the other way, which is no notes.
No notes?
No notes. I'm not going to give you notes. The notes that are allowable is like on time. Like you got to be on time. You got like certain shit. Like if you say we're doing this, you have to like, you can change plans, whatever, but like, just don't lie. Don't say, don't
General.
Tell me. Yeah, just that's my only like.
Respect my time. Respect
my. Respect my.
Don't fuck other people.
Maybe. Yeah.
If that's if your it's rule.
The kind of relationship. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I get a note or I get cried at or yelled at, I just get like, I get fucking like real tight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And. To the point where I'm like, I gotta look at that.
In relationships specifically.
Yes, yeah. because at work, I'm like, I'm confident. In relationships, I can't be like, look at my body of work.
Yeah. And then you just slowly undress.
Look at
crying.
These. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like you can't, I don't have like, obviously if I'm in a relationship with you, we both fucked up.
Yeah. You have, were your parents alcoholics, drug addicts?
One of them was. One of them was an alcoholic. The other one was helped. The other one just helped.
Enabling.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's probably some sort of,
And I've been to a lot of 12-step about it. So it's like, it's a different thing, which is like a boundary versus a wall, which is another thing I don't know how to do. Like, when I have conflicts with people, I'm big on like, let's just not talk.
Just,
yeah, because I don't know how to navigate a disagreement in a way. If people like genuinely apologize and then rectify their behavior, but in general people apologize and then just repeat.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, what's the point of this?
Oh yeah, the people who be like, I'm sorry, and continue to do the thing. Well, they're not really that sorry is frankly what the point
That's
is.
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah.
Well, so okay.
But also
yeah, okay, so how are you? How can you date people then?
Seeing anyone?
Yeah, I'm like, how do you?
I'm currently not.
Okay.
Because I don't. Okay, I'll explain to you my point of view on most male female relationships. In my experience, I'll use other comedians. Ali Wong has a joke about like women are very good at making things very unpleasant if they're not happy, right? Mm-hmm. And that's been my experience, that if a woman doesn't, so in terms of negotiating outcomes, when a woman's controlling sex, and you know I want sex.
Yeah, you know the most why I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is gonna, you're sort of, it's a bit of a hostage negotiation. So there, I don't feel like there's level negotiating or good faith. And I just don't, most relationships look to me like a guy behaving in a certain way to get
pussy
sex points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's no kind of life. I would rebel.
Well, I would say I agree with that being like a standard format of a lot of relationships. Both people on those sides are not healthy. That it's like,
sorry, I agree. But that's like, this is going to come across as like, I'm just saying, like, that's what most relationships are. That's what a lot of my relationships have been. And it just made me miserable.
Yeah.
So like, I'm in a place of like, I'm just maybe going to retire.
From the,
because I'm not especially lonely. That's the thing.
Well, that makes a difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're not lonely, then yeah.
But also, if you're going into a relationship and you're like, well, I should be in a relationship for sex. I was like, if that's all you want out of it,
right.
then not a relationship.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, so you should
or
be like,
people, or I think people do it for kids, or they do it for
people trying to check a box other than like, I mean, I know everyone does it, but man, it's like, I'm in a relationship. I'll get in a relationship. Because it's like I felt connected to a person. But the people who are like, I've got a mission and I need someone to fill the role for that's
yeah,
when you
I'm
end up with someone you
position.
Don't.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, fucking interviewing people to be like, you'll do.
Yeah. I mean, most
relationships
seem like you'll do.
Yeah.
And if you leave that as like a MO, it's weird, but you kind of like, okay, it's a bit free floating. But like, I'm not. My problems with relationships are never like, I gotta fuck too much and you're holding me back. Like, it's more just like, I don't like,
pussy.
Yeah, like, I don't like, Larry David did a joke, who's got more freedom, married man in America or a single man in communist China? It's like 25 years ago he did that joke. I'm like, it just sticks with me. So
my wife,
right? That's what I mean. So guys are doing that, and women are going like, "My moron, this moron
this
that I've taken
idiot.
On."
Yeah, when it's like, well, then why did you marry a fucking idiot?
Yes, for oh. But you're not going to do that because you're pure and you like connection.
I fucked up left and right. I've been like, oh, the connection was we were on edibles. I thought it was love.
Yes,
and I've been in a relationship with someone I hate. Like I've fucked it up left and right. But
it's also a big ask. Being like, hey, spend all your fucking time with me and make me the center of your... At a certain point, we need to switch chairs because naturally, I go over here.
That's fine. My neck is killing me right now.
Do you want to...
No, I'm good. I was going to say, I think I'm with you on the retire. But I don't have that your problem. I keep finding men who are horrendous and who are bad and who are sociopaths.
Do they present as normal?
Yes, at the beginning, and then then they become somebody else, and then it's, you know.
Well, that's what's funny is I hear about other men, and I'm like, the fact that anyone has ever complained about me is insane. When it's like stealing and cheating.
Oh yeah,
someone's watching this now, and they're like,
it's like,
yeah.
But he rolled his eyes when I cried.
No, exactly. Yeah, like, I've gotten written up for swishing water in my mouth. Like, the fuck are you talking? I got yelled at. I got written up.
HR.
Because I used to, my girlfriend at the time moved in with me into like a beautiful townhouse, all expenses paid. But I had to get an office because I used to talk on the phone every couple days to somebody and there were no doors, and she was like, you have to get an office because it's just too loud when you're on the phone.
It's too loud in the house that you're paying
for. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, that would not, I wouldn't, on
yeah,
no
and
place.
I said, like, nice. I made the joke. I was like, you know, there's a way to, you know, if you get, there's a way you could get some doors in your life. And she was like, you can never joke about
dick.
That again. Yeah, you can
suck daddy's dick.
No,
for
I
door.
Didn't even, I made a like a mild
why don't you
jab.
Get an office?
Yeah.
And then she was like, you can never make that joke again. And so I didn't. I abided by it. But it's like, okay, so I'm powerless. Mm-hmm. Cool.
There's got to be a line. It's
there
also,
has
yeah.
to be. I just keep thinking that are we just finding continuously the wrong people for us? Like, but how does that keep happening?
I mean, therapists would have us believe that, but I've failed in so many different ways.
I mean, well, yeah, no, everyone's going to fail sometimes, but it's also like, I think the biggest thing is finding someone you feel safe. But like communicating in those moments where you can like have a sticky, like, I don't feel good about this. I don't know. For me, it's like so much of the end of my relationships have been like, oh, it turns out I've just kept all these feelings inside and I'm not going to address them now. I'm just going to be like, we should just stop. And like learning to be like, I'm just feeling uncomfortable. Can we like talk it out and addressing like the messiness of like,
yeah.
I'm probably going to say this wrong or like, I don't want to cry because it's not that big of a deal, but my body feels like crying. That's been a huge difference in my current relationship is just being okay. Like, I don't want you to take it personally because I feel like crying. I'm not trying to manipulate you. I'm just too emotional.
Right. And as a guy, even what you just said is like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't want to cry, but my body's telling me to, but I don't mean it toward you. Like, what are you talking about?
You ever, like, in middle school, get a boner and there's nothing you can do?
Yeah, and then I grew out of it.
That's crying for women. We never grow out of it. Right. We just go like, oh, well, here it is again.
Yeah.
Wait, what's your longest relationship?
3 months. No, I'm kidding. Okay. like 3.5 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I'm not like a fucking monster. I just can't. I have expectations that I think are pretty reasonable, objectively, and they haven't. We haven't matched up.
When you say no notes, you mean like
yeah. What's the no notes?
To me, no notes. I think
no communication at all.
No.
I think it's like someone can't go, when you do this, it makes me uncomfortable. Is that a note?
It is a note because the outcome is I have to stop doing a thing that I've been doing for 30 years that another issue I have is everyone takes things personally, but I think people especially take things personally in relationships where
everything feels
it's like,
so personal.
You know, I've had this habit since I was 8.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with you.
It's got nothing. Like, even I kind of think finding someone attractive or not attractive in some ways has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with me either. It's like, I didn't pick
who I thought,
I'm compelled and attract and want to fuck.
No, I mean,
like,
I
didn't pick it. So when somebody gets hurt, it's like, this was decided in 79, like, what are we?
this is part of the
this
hardware.
Has been, this yeah, this was has gonna been. Happen whether you, so no notes. I think it's a good, you know, certain restaurants, no substitutions.
Really?
Yeah, there are restaurants where you cannot make substitutions.
Yeah, I'll tell you what restaurants I'm not going to. Those restaurants,
I love those restaurants. They have a I'm not gonna lie, working in those restaurants, it's great.
Oh yeah, it's working at them. Yeah,
yeah. From the point of view of the.
Oh yeah, being the person who never has to have any constructive criticism is great. No,
but again,
feedback.
Why? Who decides what's constructive?
Well,
it's not because it's like I've like ended relationships with women and never even said why, because it's not for everyone.
That's,
you know what
so
I mean?
So funny, because my anxiety is so bad that I'm like, I've literally been like, could you give me some feedback?
No, because it's got
it's a
nothing
fucking insane thing to
because
do.
Then you'll take it as people that are grudge holders or obsessors. I'll go, no woman can did it. Like, if a woman gives me a note, it means all women gave me the note. If a guy gives you the note, you're not going to be like, just Neil doesn't want me to fucking blow dry my hair. You're just going to assume in the next one that I can't blow dry my hair. I shouldn't blow dry my hair.
Feels
so
like
let me just.
It
feel,
like, wait.
It, I was definitely,
like, wait. You had to go after the blow dry.
It absolutely was. And if you think I know what a woman's hair looks like, blow dried or not, you severely overestimate.
Could you imagine that was your big note? You're like, yeah. I hate when women blow dry their hair.
Yeah, or whatever. Like, no, it's not worth telling someone because it's not. It's just my own personal preference. It's not like a note going forward. Like, this is going to work. Every guy is going to feel this way. I don't know. This is how I feel, and I'm done.
I'm sick of your blow dryer. Just, yeah, it was the blow dryer yeah. was the problem.
It's like
a guy who won't really get
my own
things.
Personal. It's like a behavioral kink.
Okay.
You know what
Ooh.
I mean? Like, I don't think I should tell you my behavioral kinks. Be you, and I'll see if they line up, and vice versa.
So there's women out there for you, but to be small and fun.
I know, that's
fun.
What I mean. I don't know how to find it. Like, she may be out there.
Are you on the apps?
Do you?
What are you doing? You're on the apps.
Oh, he's on the apps.
I haven't seen you on the apps. I saw Harlan Williams swipe right. Didn't match me.
I swiped right. I matched with Harlan Williams in 2012.
Well, 2012
and
I did.
He just sent sound effects. Beep, doop, boop, boop. And I was like, I'm just on this because I'm suicidal. And I just closed the app. I didn't say that to him.
Please cut all of this.
Yeah.
I feel like it's private.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah, just like I like you can cut me being on the app. I don't like saying what a guy said on the apps or vice versa.
I mean, I just thought it was very on brand, frankly. But I was like, well,
I know I'm embarrassed for him though.
Can we cut this? I don't want Neil to be embarrassed in public.
For someone else.
Yeah. He doesn't like being embarrassed.
Yeah, thank you.
Neil feels very uncomfortable when he's embarrassed.
No notes. I have some edits.
I do have a... Yeah. Hey, this isn't a note. I have some
specific audio edits.
Women, if you're interested in Neil, here's how to approach notes. Little edit.
If you need to keep that bleep at all and then have me saying, can you cut all that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you how
there
to
he
do
goes.
It.
Nice. He directs.
I used to direct.
He directs.
Like a couple months
direct
ago.
My special. I have no special.
It's not going to make it. It never makes a difference.
No.
I mean, it's whatever. Directing is special.
You are on the apps. And it's not.
I'm on the apps. Okay. Now I'm looking at the apps the way I used to look at like sneaker apps where I'd be like, I don't need new sneakers.
Yeah.
Like I look and I'm like, she's pretty, but what am I?
Never going to wear
what
it
are we
out.
Gonna, what am I? How am I going to disappoint her?
Yeah. She's just going to be in a pile in my basement.
I thought you were bringing somebody by recently to the shows. I thought there was a lady friend you had a couple times here.
Uh-oh, going to get somebody in trouble.
Maybe it was a couple
months
me,
ago. Yeah, me, but I don't know who.
Yeah, no, it was a couple months ago. Yeah. I didn't get the present.
And again, yeah, like I can bring a woman by, but again, it's all, you know, yeah, it's all like, maybe.
Can I ask you this about... I don't want to keep circling back to the notes thing.
You're so on the notes, Sarah.
It's an interesting topic because it's a fairly controversial opinion.
Yes.
No, I think it's fine to not want to change based on a note. Have you ever gotten a quote note, a woman going, oh, this hurt my feelings, whatever the thing is, this hurts my feelings. Have you ever just gone, thank you for telling me that. That wasn't my intention. I'm going to keep doing it.
Oh, of course.
But
I mean,
know
I've gotten
that it's not
the,
personal.
I've gotten, I mean... First of all,
because you can do that.
No one abides by the law. Yeah. Just FYI, if you think a woman's gonna take a no notes,
I don't say no notes.
Do you know nothing? Have you never met a woman?
Yeah, I have three notebooks in my purse.
It just means like less is all they take it as. Like okay. So, some I go no, and they go some, and I go all right.
Well, there's going to be notes. There's never not going to be notes.
Right. So, which I understand. I just try to give as few. I try to do none.
What about in...
You two could never date because you would have... You got... All you got is notes.
What? I mean...
Oh, you have notes.
I love notes. What about in the bedroom? You know notes in the bedroom?
Oh, yeah. You can give... That's...
You can tell me
that's
I'm fucking
a,
bad,
I'm
but not
there
loving
to
bad.
Do something. For you, basically. Do you know what I mean? So, like, that's just, like, some basic, like, back, stop. Okay. Like, oh, no, cut it this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
To the left.
So no, I really, I have a joke that I've never done, which is
but are,
giving oral sex is an escape room.
Excuse me?
Giving oral sex is an escape room.
How basically. Do you fare in escape rooms?
You're pushing, and you does this lever do anything? Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to get out as fast as you can?
Yes. Yes.
Finding little locks.
Yeah,
and you're calling
lie.
Your
what
friends
this one
who are
do?
Also in there with you, yes. Losers, because you're beating them at everything.
You know, your cell phone, you had to put it in a case outside.
Yep.
And then you're like, what if this is not an escape room?
Puzzle
they're actually
solving.
A serial killer.
What does this axe do?
Pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and see if they say anything on the phone.
Yeah.
I feel good.
So, give notes bedroom-wise.
I would argue in a relationship, you are there to give something to a person.
Yeah, I agree. Like, that is a service... position, as it were.
I mean outside of sex.
What do you mean?
You're there to give and receive love and support.
I think you're there for connection, and I think it's got to be pretty effortless.
Has to be an effortless connection.
I think so. I think ideally.
Yeah. I honestly will agree with that because after seeing some of my friends' relationships recently and my own, I'm like, if it's going to work properly, it shouldn't be all this fucking nonsense.
I was a friend of mine. We used to talk about relationships all the time, and I was like, if you fall in love, you can't help it.
No.
You can't, this thing of like, we'll nurture it, we'll do it. Motherfucker, it's the flu. You can't not get it.
Sickness.
Like it's
you
coming.
It.
Whether you can't stop it, and you also can't
keep it from leaving.
You can't welcome it. Like I mean, you can welcome it a little bit, but not really. It's just a thing that happens, and no one knows why, or else they would sell it.
And you guys think it can't be nurtured at all. I'm not saying like you could make it not really. With someone you don't have. You have to have a connection, obviously. You're not just like, I hate you. Should we try to be partners?
No.
That's crazy.
I know. Obviously, there has to be some, but the amount of work I'm seeing some of my friends put into these relationships, it's fucking crazy.
It's wow. They're putting it's, like...
their whole
it's
life.
Putting...
Well, that's yeah. codependence.
Well, that's a problem.
But again, when there's a culture of relationships are hard work, where's the line? You know what I mean? Where's the line? And like relationships are hard work, all the notes you can eat.
I think it should be all the notes you can eat. Relationships are work. I don't think it should be necessarily hard, but it should be that it's not all like sunshine and rainbows all the time.
Like, obviously, but like I look at people like, okay, for example, my sister and her husband are like, they never fight. They're like, it's perfect. I see
they
them.
Never
I see
fight.
Them. You should
feel like you're robbing a bank every day. Honestly, where you're like, I can't believe I've been in love, I've been like, this is so crazy. I feel like I hit the lottery. Like, I don't know why it happened, but I'm so, my life's like way better. And now the hard work part, and it's not even hard work because I think like it, I think you just need continuous luck, so to speak. But there is like emotional hygiene. Like you need to be like,
taking care of yourself.
Yeah, so and you taking care of yourself and also like being honest about things and like leeway and so or and like, again, asking for what you want versus compromise. Again, it's another one of those like no fucking idea. No idea when I'm supposed to, what is like a deal breaker and what's fine.
I can't say no notes.
Okay.
Eventually, I mean, again, I'm asking a woman for no notes. You know what I mean? Like right there. So we just they just hear ideas. Some notes.
Yeah.
Less than all of them is what I know I'm going to get.
Is your no notes, and then I'll move on, I swear to God. This is the original.
I have another question.
This is the original thing I wanted to ask, and then I really spiraled out. But is it because you think you don't need notes or because you don't like the way you feel getting a note?
Both.
Okay.
What, again, not like I'm so great. Like, I'm unnotable.
But you just like, I know I'm not. This is how like, it's going
to be. It's not aggressive. I'm, it's pretty, the fucking
you're like, I've clay done all the is pretty set.
Yeah, also, yeah, yeah. You're talking to a guy who does constant self-improvement.
That's
therapy,
true.
And I'll travel and fucking ayahuasca and DM. Like, I'm working on my, I'm giving myself notes. But the notes are for my own happiness.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're for my
me, yeah.
happiness of like, what do I need to be happier? I've heard that's good. Let me try that. It's not just like, you need to fucking show your tits more or whatever. Like
it helps.
Dumb
Have
note.
You tried showing your tits more?
Whatever dumb note a guy would give to, I hear the guys you date give, the emotionally abusive
hey,
guys
pull
you
out
date.
The tits.
Just like dumb nonsense, why don't we go out more? Just like what good is this going to do me in my life? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and then I feel bad. Like, cause I feel like it's so insulting cause they don't realize like, this is so personal to you. And if you can't handle this problem in house.
Yeah.
Something's wrong with you.
Mm-hmm. 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 Well, I'm getting off the note thing.
Okay,
I was
going
to ask.
Couple of notes.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
I swear to God. Do you get recognized on the apps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is your, because I've been getting recognized on them now. I can't get on Raya. It's an ongoing nightmare of mine. I bullied
it's
somebody.
It's not great.
I bullied somebody who works here. I don't know what happened. I can't get on the apps. But I'm finding it now.
Somebody like, described, girl said Raya is, should be called DJs and athletes who will fuck you tonight.
Well, I want on it then, goddammit, if that's the fucking outcome.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, there's also, they're real liberal with the men
they're
letting on
there.
Because I shouldn't have been on there. I saw the women, and I was like, well, there's clearly, I slipped through a crack. It's just women who are the hottest people alive. And then there's just, like, fat men who work in real estate or something, which is fine if you're fat and you work in real estate. But I was like, well, where's the, it kept trying to match me with a fat guy in a banana suit. And I was like, enough. I said no. I don't
want
to date the fat banana.
You can block. That blocking's helpful.
I did.
But so do you like when somebody recognizes you on it, or are you like, is that like
most of the time it just makes no difference?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, it just is not going to affect things one way or the other.
Has anyone ever gone, do you say that on the app that you're a comedian?
No.
Oh.
But like, that's, if they recognize me, that's why. Yeah. I wouldn't put comedian because it's like, it's a bad.
I get it.
It's a bad.
It's terrible.
Yeah, like,
it's embarrassing. We don't do it.
I do it. It says I'm a fucking comedian. God damn it.
Well, I think I did the last time I did, but it's like, because of the fucking commentary. That's what I was going to ask, if women go, how's your little comedy thing going, if they don't recognize you?
Oh, no. Well, no, that is, yeah.
Because
no,
do they think you're like aspiring?
No, it's funny. Yeah, when they don't know.
If someone like, for yeah. some reason
like,
doesn't.
What do you, yeah, and you're kind of like, oh, no, I do all right. Like, because you don't want to be. Like, Google me.
Yeah.
That's worse than any. Like, so you just have to go like, eh.
You know, I'm working. It's,
yeah.
It's but a living.
I feel like because of my comedy so repugnant and you're like, it's disgusting. But yours, like, if you brought someone to a show where they recognize you, they're like, oh, this is a nice man. I feel like I have to warn guys that I'm a raunchy comedian or they'll be like, I fucking hate this person.
Because you either really
like
guys...
it or you don't like it. I think I'm very specific. Yeah, and I'm very specific.
Yeah.
So the guys that do like me do.
They really yeah. like
but
the, you.
Then, but the majority don't. So
yeah, but I mean, you know what's funny is it's kind of true for everyone, kind of. Like, yeah, the women that like me really like. Like, Louis did a joke on his most recent special about when a younger woman likes him and people are like, that's creepy of you to like. And he's like, I'm not being creepy. This is natural.
Yeah,
she's being creepy.
She's into
anytime a woman. Yeah, like anytime a woman. I've always thought it was a fluke. I've always been like, okay. I've never been like, I get it. It's always gonna like, all right, fine. Let's just get you out of here before you change your mind.
Yeah,
that's before generally my MO is like, I don't know why.
Before this fog that's a ascended yes, over your
yes,
brain has.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I think. Most people, I think there's obviously people who are just objectively, you know, attractive. They match the social thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But most people are like sort of a fetish of type. Like,
I totally agree.
Like, that's no man is ever on the fence about me. They're either like, no, or they're like, oh, like it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think because of my, most people have seen me on the Burr Netflix thing that you're always like, another girlfriend of mine found you funny. You've never once said you found me funny, which is, it's fine, because I feel like your comedy and my comedy are very different, but you're always like, another girlfriend of mine found you funny.
No,
and I'm
women
like,
love
no.
you.
Women
no,
do
no,
love
no,
me.
No. No, 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 no.
I would be. I,
stop right there.
No, no.
I want
I don't notes. Remember you complimenting my comedy. A, you started it. I'm a senior in high school. You're a sophomore. All the compliments should have already flowed my way.
How long have you been
high doing? Sixth grader here?
I've been in comedy 30 years. I've been in stand-up this time 15.
Okay, I'm 20. So,
20. All right, great. So I stand by my original point of view. And so, again, still waiting.
And I find you funny.
No, I don't. I find. Don't say
I just want to say
you.
I previously said you're both funny.
Thanks.
Yeah.
So
I just feel like your comedy's smart and my comedy's stupid. So I feel like
smart
people
I don't think it's that simple. I think your comedy's very stupid. I'm kidding. When I say, do you know when somebody,
you call
I'd never seen you and somebody said like, have you seen this girl? And
okay.
I was like, oh no, I haven't seen her. So that's why I was like, a girl I know really like, cause okay. It was like, I still haven't really seen you.
No.
In fact, I missed you getting a chair thrown at you.
You did. You came on after me after that. That was and that would have been a fucking good set to see me because I killed.
Well,
after
no,
it.
I did. No, I did watch you kill after it. Which was very funny.
Killed afterwards. Well,
yeah, but I didn't. Well. I didn't. I had to go to the hallway real quick.
Yeah,
I had to go. Not looking.
I had to go get the hell out of that room.
I had to go find the chair for that man to throw.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if a girl likes my. I think some that want to. If a girl likes my like Netflix specials, which are kind of sad, I'm a little bit like, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Okay.
Meaning, but I'm not like
they're gonna want to talk about it.
Right, but I want to talk about it anyway. So meaning I want to talk about emo shit.
Naturally, me too. Yeah.
Naturally, so So it's, if you like it, it's, again, if you like it, you like it. But we don't, like, pick it.
Okay. Because I'm finding, like, the guys who are big fans of mine are weirding me out now.
Well, at a certain, first of all, being a fan of anyone is the corniest shit in the world.
Yeah, when you're like,
you know,
really
what I mean? Like waiting for some, like, it's just not adult behavior.
No, it's very bizarre.
Your personality is that thing.
Yeah.
It's very, it is.
So,
we're so grateful for it.
Yeah.
You should work with people and be like, you know, occasionally compliment them. That's a healthy behavior.
Okay. Now I'm learning
I
my
take
lesson.
This off and I'm wearing t-shirts of both of you.
I would love that.
Awkward.
So yeah. So I don't really know what to make of that. I kind of don't look into it very much.
Okay.
Meaning, I get that if I know I have some status, which is attractive, which is weirdly is not that helpful for women.
Mm-hmm. No, like, women encourage, like, status, works against you. Yeah. Men are so intimidated by it.
You know that study of the more degrees you have, the less likely you are to be married?
Oh, well, go.
It's like the saddest study in the history of women. The more advanced your degree, the less chance you are of being married.
Yeah, but also,
no.
Did they factor in how many of those women maybe don't even want to be married?
Yeah, like, I'm sure none of them do, and I'm sure they're super hot. And to totally contradict your other point, men are not intimidated by it.
Yeah.
So I think I think women win again.
We did it, gals. Feminism is done.
But also, like, educate, and then education's the best prophylactic on earth. Like, the more education a woman has, the fewer kids she has, which is good which is good. On the one hand, but
bad
also,
because not educated people keep having kids is what you don't want to say.
Correct.
But y'all just keep fucking shooting them out.
Yep.
And we are getting dumber as a society. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Everyone, anyone I know who's ever struggled that, like, has wanted kids and, like, I'm just having a lot of trouble too, I've been like, man, it would be great to have more of you in the world. And then someone else is just like, I can't stop getting pregnant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just shooting out one tooth.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Mm-hmm.
No, go ahead.
No.
Do you get intimidated by powerful women?
I don't think so. I've dated successful women. The last girl I fell in love with was, like, successful.
Really?
Yeah.
More successful than you?
Last year. No.
Okay.
I mean, it's hard. You're very successful.
I mean, hello.
Have you ever?
I dated a woman who was more successful, and I told Taylor Tomlinson this story where, I slept over at her house, and her assistant, gay guy, was like, "Hey, can I make you a smoothie?" And I was like, "No." Like, I didn't want it because I would have let her make me one. But I'm not going to let some employee of you. It's the dumb. It's like, I was like, you're a moron. As I was saying it, I was like, this is moronic. And I couldn't stop it from happening.
Take the smoothie. It would have been a good smoothie.
You know what? I wouldn't like that either.
Oh, I'd like it. I'd take the smoothie.
No,
are you kidding me?
I'd be weird.
There's just something about it that
was
like,
just immediately a lack of intimacy for me. I would go like, oh, I'm just a person visiting your office at this point.
That was, I'm going to give myself that credit.
That's
don't
not
deserve
what it.
It
was.
It was pure sexism.
Oh,
okay. Like, I didn't want, I can't even explain it. Like, I didn't want, I want
help
her to make me something, like, on some cave shit.
Oh,
okay.
But
I don't want her to be successful enough to hire an assistant. That, like, that's not what I actually thought, but, like, that's what was happening.
No, like a caveman brain thing. I was like, no, I don't want the thing to just be made through you. I want you to make the
by
thing.
Your talent. I want you to be barefoot and pregnant and just, like, dumb.
Yeah, that's your animal, like, lizard.
Yeah, just dumb. But, like, I don't, but I was happy. The woman I dated that I fell in love with, like, she was successful and talented, and I was impressed with it.
Cooked and cleaned.
In what you said?
Cooked and cleaned.
Yeah. She actually did cook, so whatever. That's irrelevant. But it didn't... It's kind of irrelevant to a guy, meaning I'm not...
It's not a turn-off, but it's not...
It's not a turn-off. It's, like, neutral. Like, it's not... If I think, like, well, she can provide for me, I'm like a loser scumbag.
That's sad.
Yeah.
So is it probably the same as what I always say, that like, I think that's what being funny as a woman is. I've heard, I've had friends go, men don't like funny women. And I'm like, no, that just isn't the thing that's going to move the needle. It's a bonus.
Yeah.
They're either into the other things and they like that you're funny too. No one's like, I loved her, but too many jokes. Like, it's just too funny. So
it's also it's not, it's good, but like, if you say something funny and then like grab my dick, I'm like, oh, this is great. You know what I mean?
Put her
like,
there.
This is a lot. Sport. This is a lot of stuff. These are a lot of valuable. These are a lot of attributes that are positive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not like, hey, one or the other.
Yeah, but fun. Here, I think
dick or clown nose.
Yeah,
one.
Exactly. I mean,
well, not to be like men versus women, but I think funny can like move the needle for a woman.
Oh,
someone can be not attractive and then they make you laugh and you're
a
like
a guy.
Oh, yeah. To a woman.
It's immeasurable. Fucking immeasurable.
You're like, yeah, hello? I know.
If I was a man,
I built
in comedy,
an empire of pussy around it.
I was like, girls? If I was a guy, I would be fucking raking it in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, you'll see it all the time. Just like someone who's like new at comedy or like some funny, like unemployed.
We can look at my sex list. We'll have some open micers I fucked when I moved here. I was like, oh, this guy's hideous. It's kind of funny. The amount of ugly men I fucked is unreal.
Because they made me laugh. Where I think with a man isn't like, if you're not initially attracted to someone and then all of a sudden you have a conversation, they're hilarious. You're not, am I wrong? You're not like, suddenly she's attractive.
No, you cannot make yourself
hot.
I almost fell for it one time. Where a girl was so like confident and glib that I almost I almost fell for it. Then I was like, no, I don't like the shape of her face.
I don't want to look at like, that.
I'm not like physically sexually attracted to her. Like she doesn't bring any of the assets, but I almost fell for it. Because she was so like, then we're going to go. And when I was like, all right, mister. Like,
free candy? Sure.
Yeah, like it was that. And then I was like, no, I can't. I couldn't do it.
Man.
So it almost happened, but but no, it's got to be. It's like the simplicity of the cave needs.
Yeah, men are like a visual, physical.
Yeah, like
their brain's like, will she make a baby?
Feminine that's energy. Yeah, it's like or feminine energy.
Yeah,
like that's what I'm
attracted to.
Yeah,
what's feminine energy?
Not
candles.
Me.
Have we're you both seen like, what is?
Have you seen the Slobs podcast?
That's what people say. A lot of feminine energy.
Yeah. I'd say right now, anybody who ain't us. Yeah.
This is the only feminine energy in this whole room is this little awning here.
That was specifically chosen by the girl who helped us design it.
You
never would have thought of that. Like, a trailer with lawn chairs. And she's like, what if we put a little...
A little something, a little pink.
And I'm like, oh, I guess.
Don't worry, none of it will get on you.
Hey, we did help spray paint this.
You spray painted? That's hilarious.
We all make this.
We made this.
You made
this
fucking thing. And, again, not feminine. ladies, take the hint. Hire a Mexican.
If I wasn't a comedian, I was going to go into engineering. I get that I'm not.
Well, no, like feminine. It's just like literally it's just soft power. It's like, it's nurturing. It's
make the sandwich yourself. You make
nurturing,
me the smoothie.
It's like,
I don't cut the crust off. I eat them
providing,
off.
Providing. It's just like dumb stereotype shit. It's like what's masculine? Broad shoulders and jawline. It's just dumb. We're attracted to disappointingly simple things.
Oh, yeah. There is that like animal part of your brain.
Yeah.
Man, because I don't know. Have you guys had the experience where you're like, you meet someone who in theory checks all the things and you're like, why don't I want to be with you?
Yeah.
You know, like what? Ah, you're great.
Yeah.
I have a male friend who I think puts out some sort of energy to everyone he meets that like, I keep trying to be like, you should date that guy. And everyone's like, he's great. But
yeah.
No.
Who?
I'm not going to say it.
There's no friction. There's just no tension.
There's not, you have to have some type of, mm-hmm. There's like a spark or like a thing.
It's like the dinner thing where everybody brings a potluck. You can't bring the same dish. You got to bring something that complements what I'm bringing.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
On three, potlucks. Sausage meatballs. What are you guys bringing?
I can't do potlucks. I need to see the way someone's
you're bringing
making it.
Sausage and meatballs.
No, you're not.
No, they're meatballs made out of. No, they're not. I'm bringing peanut butter pie.
Peanut butter pie?
Chocolate crust. It's so good.
What kind of dinner party is it? It's like a random.
It's a potluck. It's you just bring everything.
No, but if it's like a turkey dinner, I have a special thing I'll bring. If it's like
Bean casserole.
Probably.
I bring green bean casserole. This is why I can't go to the same Thanksgivings. This is why we're going after the same man.
I'll do a yam casserole with a nice. No, I make my fucking cheesy carrots. Okay,
see, look how feminine we are. We're arguing about recipes.
My womb's hurting.
What I'm bringing? I'm bringing a dick sandwich.
Oh, lady, so.
Here it is.
Where's my plate?
No notes. He puts it down. No notes on the sandwich. No
dick sandwich.
Notes.
The bread's a little bit. No
it's
notes.
A little. We're not doing that.
What are we talking? A hoagie, a slider?
Okay. You need you need tension. You need someone to bring something that you can't provide for yourself.
Yes, yeah, so that brings that makes sense. I think that's the whole opposite.
I think it's like men are grounding. For most men are grounding for most women. Most men are like rational, kind of like physical, brutal. Like I'll fucking move the thing. Like
yeah.
And women are not that.
They're the weight that's tied to the helium balloon.
Correct.
And the woman is a balloon whipping in the wind.
And like ideologically and like this idea, that idea, this feeling, that feeling. I'm crying, but it's not my body. My body's all that shit you were saying earlier.
It is my body. It's no. It's my my body, my choice, and I choose to cry in front of you.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
it's not a choice. It's not. Yeah. It's a choice. The crying. Never mind.
Yeah. So these are all stereotypes. I would say applicable 70% of the time.
I think so. I would agree men are grounding. I feel like many of my relationships I've equated to like an old man flying a kite and I'm just a kite whipping in the wind trying to blow away. But
And that's the fun about it. It's like it is from a guy's point of view. It's a bit like, what's this daffy broad doing? And then you go like, what? And you kind of have to be like, okay, all right. Yep, yeah. We got to go antiquing.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll fucking dump. Let's go shop for shit no one has needed for 80 years. But
it's fun.
For some reason, you enjoy it. Sure.
Okay. Well, I've been dragged to a car show, so we're all bringing things. You know,
absolutely. Fahim does a joke about it. Guys are never like, why don't you ever come to WWE with me?
Oh, invite me. Hello.
I believe it.
You might have the best Rolodex for comedians' jokes I've ever heard in my entire life.
I like comedy.
You really do. Like,
I really
crazy.
Like comedy. Like, I really like, I can do it from like 1988 on.
That's insane.
More or less. Not everybody, but like, if I like a joke, I can remember, like, which is bad because I'll think of a joke and be like, oh no, Patrice did that in 98.
Oh, yeah, because you have like a dick. It's like good because you never, yeah. I mean,
you're never going to do something.
The amount of times I've had like a new joke that I thought, like, man.
I
really got some here, and someone goes, hey. And by the way, is what you like, you should do that. You should go, hey, just so you know, someone, especially the famous, like, yeah,
I go back and forth on it. Meaning, I used to tell people.
Yeah.
And then sometimes now I do the calculus of like, well, I'll tell them if it's gonna make them look bad.
That's what I'm saying. So like, people are gonna go, you stole
I literally
that.
Did a Seinfeld joke maybe 5 years ago. Not even realizing it, and then I caught myself. But I did it once and was like, "If I haven't, I'll have like a nagging feeling."
Yeah,
like, just feels like I should have.
But if if you have it on Netflix or something like that, and you see a comic do it, I think at that point you'd be like, "Hey, just so you know, this is like on a fucking special of mine."
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's
but I've also had people do jokes of mine, and after I did them on TV, and no one cared. And so then I'll see, I did a joke, then somebody else did a joke very similar, and then I saw somebody a couple weeks ago do a very similar joke, and I was like, I could tell, what's the point?
It's like, it is sort of, yeah, and is it like exactly, do you think for sure they're stealing from you versus like parallel thought? And then there's also...
Right, and also like, yes, I don't think it's stealing. By the way, like, I don't think it's...
There's only so many things to observe.
Yeah. Yes. There's a fine. There's five things.
Yeah. Women should make
women
my
are
smoothie.
Like, don't make my fucking smoothie, honey.
I have a dick sandwich. Too.
I have a dick sandwich smoothie. I open with dick sandwich.
Online dating.
There's only so much. But even when you're writing, I think about that where I'm like, how? Like, I have a ChatGPT joke that I'm like, this territory is like gonna be gentrified.
Oh, everyone's gonna have a
If they don't already. Like I saw Sam Morril do one already, and I'm like, all right. I mean, you just have to do it a little bit differently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, and it's also like if you, I guess that makes sense that if you were to interject and be like, hey, just so you know that, because there's some people who will really try to claim a whole topic. I mean, I don't think like professional comedians. When I first started, I did an open mic in Tampa, and this man came up to me after I did a bit, and he's like, "Hey, just so you know, I have a joke about drinking and driving." And I was like, "Are you out of your mind?"
Yeah. Okay.
Also, instead of saying I did an open mic in Tampa, just say I'd hit rock bottom.
Yeah. Well, that future, was college for me.
In the future, just say my rock bottom. That's much worse than Tampa. That's an old joke. That somebody, when you guys on the road used to be like, don't talk about women, don't talk about the president, don't talk, and it's like, all right,
what? Yeah, road headliners,
yeah, like you're like, all right,
don't do any crowd work,
yeah,
yeah,
no, yeah. I just was like, I at least knew enough at that point to go, like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
drunk
no.
driving,
yeah, like everyone drinks and drives, for it's you. Tampa,
yeah, hello.
Also, what you're not gonna make it.
Yeah, you're absolutely.
I'm in like college. In what's your excuse?
Yeah, you're just. Yeah, I know you drink and drive.
You're drunk and you drove here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just talking about your day.
Yeah.
All right. I know nothing about either of you.
Okay.
You're from Tampa. You're from Florida.
Oh, it's a whole thing. I went to college in Florida. I was born in Germany.
Great. Military.
Yes. And moved to Southern Mississippi when I was 3.
Okay.
And then in 6th grade, my mother drove me and my brother from Mississippi to Alaska. And that is where I...
On a dare.
On a whole lot of caffeine pills. Drunk
and drunk. Was she on? She was on?
She was newly sober and got a job in Alaska, which is a psychotic thing to do, and was like, it's an adventure.
What was the job?
Working for the government. We all kind of have come to the conclusion my mom might be in the CIA. But at the time, it was Fish and Wildlife. She was a secretary.
And you really believe it? She might be in the CIA?
Oh, when I went to college, she's like, all right, I'm going to go work abroad. And she worked in Iraq for 2 years, Afghanistan. Then she went to India for 3
Fish
months.
Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah,
just, in Iraq.
I didn't know this. I'm supposed to be your good friend.
Korea for 7 years. And she would be like, I won't be able to, hey, just letting you know, I won't be able to answer my phone for the next 48 hours because we're doing exercises. And I'd be like, I wasn't going to call you. I don't call you. I'm not calling. Yeah, no, it's...
You do that with guys now, though, right? When you're like, hey, if I don't... don't try calling me.
For the next 48 hours, I'm exercising.
Yeah, I can't do... I'm busy, so not available.
Yeah.
All right, and then was there a dad ever?
My dad... Oh, God. when I was 8, my dad left me in a Waffle House. And then my parents divorced not long after.
Great.
And we moved to Alaska. On
unrelated charges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, there was were already unhappy. Yeah. So it was he retired from the military, got into amphetamines, as you do sometimes, and went a little wild.
Transitioned
into
meth. Yeah.
I like to say he ascended into the highest version of himself.
Sure.
I guess literally. But we were still in contact, and like he lived in Florida. He moved to Florida, which is where you go when you abandon your family.
Sure.
It was him doing the open mic. That was
Was. Hey, do I know you?
We can't do the same jokes.
And so I maybe visited him twice throughout the time of living in Alaska.
Now there's a billboard when you enter Florida that says "Welcome, deadbeat dads," right?
Yeah, no, that's
welcome to Florida, deadbeat dads.
It's Pensacola
welcome.
Beach. That's how you know you hit the state line.
Yeah, fantastic.
You've made it. It's Deltona, deadbeat dad Tona. And then my senior year of college, I went to college in Florida, so I'd go visit him. He's like 2.5 hours away, go have dinner every once in a while. And then he disappeared again, my senior year of college. So
you fell for it again.
Got me.
Fooled
me twice. Where'd you go?
I find a lot of women I know have a lot of give a lot of leeway to their fathers in terms of behavior.
Oh, yeah. It took me years to have the epiphany of like I had a whole story of,
what happened to the Waffle House?
Yeah, and like, oh, and because of my mom, and like when they got divorced, he said, oh, well, I would take you, but we have to take both of you, and then your brother would have to go in court. I was 27 when I went, oh my God, my dad didn't want me ever.
Right.
But which is weird, because I was created through artificial insemination, because he couldn't have kids, which, look, I'm going to say it, no one likes me to say it. If you can't have kids, don't fucking have kids. But, sorry, that's mean. But, so they spent a ton of money just for him to be like...
Take the hint.
Yeah, just to be like, You weren't supposed to. You're right. I shouldn't have had kids. Yeah. Like, I could have saved a lot of money if I just trusted my body.
Right.
He's dead now. But I had like...
Your dad is?
Yeah. He died in 2020. I saw him. I went and like visited. And that was a whole mind fuck. But I spent years like really angry at him, which I think is understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I went and we had our little forgiveness and he died.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was on a ventilator. It was a lot of nodding and he had tears in his eyes, but... It was
but
like
it could have just been watering.
Yeah, no, yeah, because the ventilator. It's, yeah, yeah. Sure. I was like, he's crying, and like, and the nurse goes in. No, that just happens. He's don't worry. He's not sad at all.
Yeah. And he probably couldn't hear you.
He can't hear you or see you.
No. Yeah. Well, you know what's wild is this is actually just gonna get so sad, and then we can move on. But like, maybe we don't need to say it. Never mind. Let's move on. So, anyway.
I was ready.
My life is so much more boring.
Did you? Did he apologize? Real quick. If we can go sad, this is my no notes.
It was...
Can we go back?
I mean, he couldn't actually say anything because he was on a ventilator.
Did you... All right, so did you get the feeling he was...
Yeah. So he'd been under, like, they're like, he's not really waking up. I flew
was
there
this
under...
COVID related?
No, surprisingly, no. It was during COVID, but he was just an obese man who
got
had COPD and then got a blood clot in both lungs and then just waited too long to go to the doctor, classic mistake, whatever. So they put him on a ventilator. His last words were, don't forget to pick up my lottery tickets to his wife. and I flew because I got a call. I was like, oh, okay, I guess this is what you do. I got a call that he's dying. And so I guess he's still alive. So I flew there. And the nurse is walking me up. And they're like, you know, he's probably not going to wake up. He hasn't been awake for a few days. But, you know, a study show that they can hear people in the room. So feel free to talk to him or whatever. And I walked in. I swear to God, I was like, because it was so far, I was like, I haven't seen him in like 10 years. I was like, hey, dad. And he woke up like right away. Fuck. I'm not going to cry in front of Neil Brennan. He hates crying. No notes.
No. Cry. I don't know. It's not personal. No. It's your body's telling you to cry.
No, this is
your
fault.
It's got nothing to do with me or your dad even. It's just your body. I'm blaming you. You're having a lady boner.
Yeah.
A water boner.
So yeah, we had like a kind of conversation-y type thing of like, I mean, he definitely had like a first look like, oh, fuck. But like, I think
he was. Yeah.
Yeah. And I do think me going there was like surprised. But then I do think that sort of was like it was just like a moment of forgiveness.
Yeah,
I think not to be like the most LA person ever.
Right.
But a psychic was like, that's a moment you both learned how to forgive and that you can be forgiven. And I was like, oh, that's a really beautiful way to look at just. Waking up my dad, whose nuts were out in his little hospital gown. Yeah.
Nice.
Like, ta-ta.
Dick sandwich.
Yeah.
We're and back. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why they call it a dick sandwich.
And that's the dick sandwich. It's a dick sub.
And you have a fun family.
I have a fun family?
I mean, no, it's
mine
a
is
perfect
a minute.
Family.
No, mine's a born
I'd like to point out, I don't think I have a close-up as a director.
Okay.
Don't worry,
now
we'll
you're
cut.
Directing.
Whatever.
You're not even in the shot.
That's what
I'm saying.
All.
Like,
yeah,
I'm
yeah.
just this
Oh, you never
voiceover?
Watched it?
Yeah,
it's just
yeah,
us.
Yeah, yeah,
it's and just we design a cartoon based on
I love
you.
It. Yeah. I love AI.
It's just, yeah, we actually do a Jeff Dunham puppet afterwards. All the things
fantastic.
Saying.
I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll cover it.
Yeah.
Your family, what?
Born and raised Toronto.
Oh, Toronto.
My grandparents are Bulgarian. They had an arranged marriage.
Hot.
My grandfather came to Toronto years, early 60s, and my baba came over, and then she pumped out 3 kids with him. She hated him. They got divorced. That was a big problem. Then me and my parents were high school sweethearts.
Aww.
Don't. A nightmare. Had me and my sister, and then I competitively Highland danced my entire life.
Highland dance.
Scottish dancing with the bagpipes and the kilts. No one's Scottish in my family. My mom dropped out of high school and started teaching at 19 years old. My dad dropped out of high school and started doing stuff with the Toronto Hydro. So both my parents are uneducated. And then I competitively danced from 3 to 18. My mom would force me as a child. I'd have to come home on my recess and my lunch break and practice.
It was their idea.
Oh, yeah, my mom. I did it my whole life. I literally, I had no
How did she hear about it?
She was at a birthday party, and my grandma's like, that looks fun, you should do that. And then that was it. My mom literally dropped out of high school and did this her whole life.
Dropped out of high
my
school
mom still,
oh so she did it and
my
then
mom,
she
yes. she did it and then my mom became a teacher and my mom is still a touring Highland dancing teacher, judge examiner.
That's gotta be a wild tour.
It's been a
Motley Crue.
Yeah, it's the same. This is the second time Motley Crue has come up on episodes this week. Yeah,
and both me and my mom both have mullets like Motley Crue, so I think maybe that's what it is. And that's that.
Therapy. No notes.
No notes.
Neil, thank you.
Think
so
about
much.
What I'm saying, though, with the no notes. I want everybody to think about it. All the slobs.
We're thinking
keep
about it.
Notes. I love notes.
I just think it's it. Like, what good is this note going to do me? It might help you.
So you've never gotten a note that you're like, I actually didn't know I did that. Not once. Have you gone, oh, I didn't know it came off that way?
There are certain things like on your phone too much at dinner or whatever, like that are within reason. But I think like get an office. I mean,
that's an insane.
Well, yeah, that was nuts.
I had to get
to
rid
give
of
anyone any notes when you're living in their house for free.
I've had to get rid of I've gotten rid of furniture,
posters, movie
posters
on the wall
for not. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not a hack. That's the thing. It's like. I didn't have a Scarface poster. Like,
how are you
like,
even getting women?
I had, but like, I got in trouble for not picking wallpaper with her, even though it was my apartment. Just like, how is this?
You're like, I'm letting you wallpaper
anything.
My home.
Yeah.
How is this? I hired the decorator she wanted me to hire. Like, just shit where it's like, this is so far beyond.
I think those notes are more about the women you're picking.
Of course mm-hmm. they are. I've yet to meet the woman who's like, yeah, I did date a woman who was like, why would I yell at an adult man? And I was like, I don't know, mm-hmm. but they've all done it.
I love that.
You got to find one who wears jorts. Okay, we got to end this.
Look.
You're not getting big juicy tits and no notes. There's a notepad in the tits.
Neil it's Brown, thank you for coming and doing slobs.
My pleasure. Don't say that I never said you were funny because
I didn't say that. I was just
coming here. I didn't was say a that. Tacit
acknowledgement that you're
endorsement
not
endorsement of what you two gals are doing.
Neil Brennan thinks we're funny. Follow slobs.
I'm
go
putting
follow
that in
Neil.
My profile.
Go watch his Netflix specials for God's sakes.
Yeah. Let me get in the single for a second. Hello, it's me, guys. Surprise. It was me the whole time.
The whole time. You've been on camera the whole time. Follow slobs, follow Neil. That's that.
Why do I have to share a close up with you? She's got her own close up.
We just weren't sure you could carry a close up.
Oh, you bitch.
You're more of a director, you know. Yeah. Look, it's just the life. If we had two guests, there'd be a guest here. It's just,
I get it. No, I get it. But I'm saying, move it.
Okay. We're leaving.
We're done. Thank you.
Follow Neil. Thank you, Neil. Bye.
God.
Follow the podcast at SlobsPod.
Follow me at Steph Tolev.
Follow me everywhere on the internet at JMS Comedy.